See, God is an Abba. He's a father. And he, I mean, can you imagine them coming to you and say, hey, listen, we're just going to crucify your son. Is that okay? What? I beg your pardon? You and whose army? So the father understands the pain, the feeling that we go through with kids. The father understands these things. I mean, can you imagine how painful the experience was when God had to turn his back on his son? So the good thing is he turned his back on his son, but he's not turning his back on us. That's profound. Yeah, so it's an important day today. It's a first day. It's the beginning of a new day for many people. I think God is speaking something. What I've shared here prophetically, you guys need to just take that. You know, I've been watching you sitting here quietly for quite a while now, not just this time, but last time I came, and there's something that you're drinking in, and I know that I'm not perfect in all the things I do. I understand that, but I want you to know that God is moving and touching you. And there's still a lot of days and a lot of value left in you. And that the Lord has not overlooked you. Because when I see you stand up, and when I see you going down to the altar there, I see a man of great value, great character, great passion. And you're not a man who communicates and speaks a lot and says a lot, but when you walk, it's communicated through your walk. That you're a man that walks tall and you walk upright. And when you walk up and you walk down and you do the things you do it for your family, you do it for your household, and you do it for your culture. And so in an inadvertent way, you have been a prophet to your culture. And there have been times when people have not received you. But you've spoken the word and you've been truthful and you've spoken in truth. And you've gone into difficult situations with strange people who have strange belief systems. But you've been faithful with what God has given you. And I think that's why you're a man that is so quiet as opposed to a noisy man like me. Because you think about everything. You're deep. You weigh everything. You process. You take things in. You sit down. You go over them. You communicate. You speak. So you're a total different kind of prophetic person. When people look at you, they wouldn't think you're prophetic, but you are. You see. You know. You feel. You have all the attributes of the prophetic anointing on you. It's just been very difficult to place it in the culture that you've come out of in the church because it's so ostracized. But I want to tell you that you are. And then there's going to come a day when you stand before the Lord and you're going to look across and you're going to see all the people that you've touched and your fingerprint on so many of their lives that has led them through the gates. Because I know you look back over your life right now, you don't think you've had much of an impact. But you're a foundation pillar. You're a strong man that stands. And foundationally, you stand in this city as what I would call an elder in this city. And the authority that rests on you will be imparted to many of those that you love and have relationship with. See, because you're a man who has authority in a region doesn't mean to say you need to make a lot of noise. Okay, because just by being there, you command impact. I've always hesitated to say anything to you, but I really felt tonight that I needed to share with you the value that you bring to the table in this city. Because, you know, the Bible says we need to honor those among us. And I want to honor you tonight just to tell you that even though we haven't spoken, I recognize it. The Father recognizes it. I know Harold recognizes it. I know the people around you recognize it. But that you've done great things for the Lord by just being here, just being present, just by standing, by listening. Because even though you're a man of age, you love to learn. One of your real attributes is you love to learn. You don't mind learning from the old, the young, the new. You love to learn. You want to know more about God and this kingdom than anybody I've ever known before. You're like a sponge. You absorb things. But there's going to come a day when that stuff's going to come out of you. It's going to come out of you and it's going to be just profound. Because you're going to start tying things together like the revelation Peter had. You're going to start tying things together and you're going to start being able to speak to people in a profound way, putting down timelines and constraints and things like that. And you're going to see people's lives are going to be affected by the words that come out of your mouth because the anointing is on you. Okay? I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I want to encourage you to not give up. And do not say, God, you know what, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm weary and well-doing, I'm not seeing a result of the fruit. There are a lot of fruit. Maybe the Lord has just not allowed you to see the vineyard because you've been so busy digging in the roots of the vines, you've never seen the fruit on the vines. But there'll come a day when you will see the fruit on the vines, and it'll be because of your handiwork, the intercession, the ministry that God's put within you. So, Father, I pray for my brother. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen him and lengthen his days and that of his sons and his daughters and his family, that you would impart all to his spiritual sons and daughters as well. Continue this man's legacy, Lord. Continue doing the thing you're doing within him and within those around him in Jesus' name. Strengthen him today in his mortal and physical body and anoint him with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.